Hi, this is Krish Dinesh Kumar, and I'm the artist behind Derailing Dignity. Derailing Dignity is a piece of sound art and a physical installation that exhibited during the MayWorks Festival in 2025 in Toronto. This is a piece of art that emerged as a result of the MayWorks Labor Arts Catalyst Program, which I was fortunate to be a resident of in 2024. The Labor Arts Catalyst Program connects an artist with a labor organization in a collaborative art making process with the hopes of creating and producing an art that speaks to the work, the triumphs, the challenges, and the demands of these labor organizations, as well as the workers themselves. What you're listening to right now will serve as an artist talk of sorts. You'll hear the sound art itself, as well as some reflection that came in the process of making this work and that came up afterwards as a result of sharing this work, particularly with the workers who I engaged directly with to put this work together. I'll play the sound art now, which is about 7 minutes long, and I'll dive into some reflection afterwards.
What you coming from? I very miss my brother, my sister.
The food courier industry in Canada and in Toronto consists majorly of migrant workers and international students. Like many other migrant workers, I help put food on the plate of a Canadian.
People,
I
you know, so the earning was low, but have a balance. You can get by nice.
My work is also the most precarious form of employment in Canada. My employer can fire me at any time he wants. I am not guaranteed minimum wage. I have no workplace insurance. If I get injured, I am on my own. There is no responsibility on my employer to make my workplace safe. And even though this industry majorly consists of migrant workers and international students, our essential work does not count as Canadian experience for immigration status applications.
You don't have another options. You can't do anything but delivery food. Something is bad, something is good. I don't know, and today is very bad.
You can't do anything.
We are calling upon the federal government and provincial government to ensure that migrant workers engaged in gig work are protected and that they receive permanent status for our essential contribution. From farm to grocery store to restaurant to your house, migrant workers make up this food chain.
My dream is like being a doctor. But it's very difficult here, and my contribution is very difficult.
You can make change the situation.
This is ridiculous, and this needs to change.
It's gonna get better eventually. Maybe slow.
You know, Latte. So different here. So different.
Thank you, Lord, for everything. Thank you for making me wake up. Thank you for every problems or every solutions you give me.
Thanks so much for listening. As I mentioned earlier, this was a piece of art that came to be by way of the MayWorks Labor Arts Catalyst program. The organization that I was partnered with for this residency was Gig Workers United. They're an organization specifically working with those who are working for app-based platforms such as Uber or DoorDash, who are either driving people across the city or are delivering food or collecting groceries on behalf of other people. And this work is not only one of the most precarious forms of labor, but in the past 10 odd years or so, it's also become a labor force that is made up of new migrants, as there's a very low barrier to entry for those who are new to the country or are looking to make money and make a living here. The problem that emerges is that you have an incredibly vulnerable group of people, such as new migrants, who are taking up work that, while it may provide some flexibility, is also a job that has no protections whatsoever. The companies and corporations such as Uber do not treat gig workers like employees, and instead are treated as independent contractors with no protections, especially for those who are driving, or more specifically on bicycles, where the conditions become a lot more risky and there's a higher chance of injuring yourself, especially when you're trying to get around and deliver food as quickly as you can. When I first got partnered with Gig Workers United, I knew that I wanted to create a piece of sound art, primarily because it's an art form that I've engaged with the most, but also because I believe that sound is quite a profound medium for conveying and evoking feelings. It can spark a memory, it can sound pleasant or unpleasant. Its repetitions or changes can be familiar or entirely new. It's also a medium that I've spent a lot of time digging for archival for other projects, which, you know, for me has really invited an opportunity to connect and intertwine both the past and present, to enliven or bring attention to our shared future as well. So it was clear to me pretty early on that I wanted this project to be sound-based, but I knew that a visual element was also important to the project. Seeing that the project specifically focuses on migrant gig workers who use bicycles to get around, you know, while statistically speaking, most gig workers use cars, when we consider the amount of anti-migrant sentiment that is explicitly linked to gig workers, it regularly comes back to workers on bikes, which I think is because it's more of a visual intervention. There's less anonymity as there might be if someone is driving a car and getting someone from place to place or delivering food, for example. So it's easier to comment on there being more bikes on the road, particularly when it's black or brown or other racialized people who are on said bikes as well. It was in thinking about this visual intervention that the idea of creating a dinner table came to me, seeing that a table is a metaphor for stability or lack thereof that we end up maintaining by consenting to exploitative labor and migration practices. The idea of dignity and the derailment of it came partially by way of this idea of derailing or derailment coming by way of the false promises that are made, particularly to new migrants and to vulnerable groups around what kind of opportunity might exist for them in terms of labor, in terms of working opportunities, as well as in terms of what their life might look like when they come to Canada and come to a new country. Derailment implies being taken on a path that is not what you originally intended. And with dignity, I think, or I felt that it is something that is not only something that we build for ourselves and we maintain for ourselves, but it's something that we share with one another. And dignity is such an important part of how we feel or how we are made to feel, particularly in a world where we work to live, but also in a world where we interact with other people and ideas and feelings and beliefs. And in exploitative labor practices, dignity is something that really gets lost, not only for vulnerable people such as new migrants and gig workers, but for people like me and people who are not necessarily in these vulnerable positions. It's a mutual thing that we end up losing. And so I wanted this art piece to really reflect on how dignity and the derailment of dignity is not only something that's lost for workers and new migrants, but for the everyday person as well, when we continue to allow and be okay with the way that our labor systems and the way that capitalism has perpetuated cycles of exploitation and violence. In the sound art itself, you hear a mix of sounds from the city of Toronto. For anyone listening who might be from the city, you may be familiar with some of the sounds of the streetcars, especially, or perhaps even the sounds of the Uber Eats app notifying the worker that their food is ready for pickup. Intertwined with that are voices of folks that I interviewed and got to know over the course of the residency and the project, as well as some archival of an individual who spoke on behalf of Gig Workers United at a workers' rally in 2022. It felt important to include his voice, not only as a way of signaling how long this work around gig workers and demanding for better labor practices and rights have taken place, but also to take advantage of the way that sound can be a medium through which we connect both the past and the present together. What he shares is also sharp and poignant and clear without ambiguity. And while the piece itself at some points can become meditative and a bit familiar, I wanted to include his voice as a way to really cut through the sense of calm, perhaps, or comfort that may have come from the familiarity of those sounds that are heard, in thinking about a need for better and new and different systems of labor, different ways of embracing migration. There cannot be ambiguity around how we address the failures of our current systems, and it felt so explicit in hearing what the worker had to share and the demands that were shared. And so including that felt really important. The voices of the workers that I got to know and include as a part of this project were snippets that were caught during interviews and time spent. Felt important to me to develop real relationships with those who I engaged with for this project, not only for the sake of having meaningful conversation and being able to include that as a part of this project, but because thinking about this project and thinking about this work and advocacy beyond this art project feels important to me. So it's been really lovely to stay in touch with a lot of the workers who I engage with for this project and think about what not only supporting them as individuals, but learning more about their challenges, their struggles, their worries, their concerns, and their dreams as a means of galvanizing not only myself, but sharing their stories with those in my life and those around me as a way of thinking deeper about these unsustainable systems that I've mentioned before. A lot of what you hear from the workers are those exact things: why they came to Canada, what they felt when they first landed, what doing gig work is like on a day-to-day basis, how they keep their hopes and dreams alive, how they navigate the exploitation or the hardship that comes along with doing gig work as well. There is somewhat of a method to how the audio is arranged. I was keen to explore polyrhythms with the sounds, particularly that were recorded from the city. Polyrhythms are a combination of rhythmic patterns that are played in distinct and unique time signatures, where it is only by chance that certain notes will line up with one another and sync perfectly. So it's a combination of rhythms that don't necessarily line up and sometimes clash with one another, perhaps even sound a bit awkward. I felt that this was an interesting way to think about what it means for us to engage with gig workers and to engage with migrant workers who really are all on different rhythms. There are different languages, different understandings of the world, different familiarities with the cityscape around us, and so much else that we don't necessarily see eye to eye on. I felt that a polyrhythm was also an interesting way to kind of explore how, yes, while we may not share similar understandings or have the same perspectives on the world, but there's a way for us to coexist alongside one another while still experiencing and exhibiting different rhythms. Additionally, in the brief moments where those rhythms do line up, we can embrace the joy and the understanding and the clarity that comes by way of it. Sonically, I anticipated it sounding a bit uncomfortable and perhaps a bit unpleasant. When we think about sound, so much of what we understand to sound pleasant or to sound coherent is a very small subset of how much sound can be created in the world. Sound is vibrational, and the sounds that make sense to us are often vibrations that line up perfectly, but there's so much sonically that doesn't line up very nicely and can sound harsh or unclear or distorted. But they're still vibrations and they're still energy and moving atoms that make up those sounds. And that felt like an interesting metaphor to think about when thinking about the lived experience of someone whose life is so very different to ours. There's an opportunity for confrontation, perhaps, in that discomfort, but also reflection and invitation to think about why that discomfort exists to begin with. After the sound art piece was completed, along with the table installation, I had a chance to share the artwork with workers that I actually engaged with over the course of this project prior to publicly opening the artwork. It was a chance for me to engage directly with the workers and those who had contributed to this art project, to receive a bit of feedback and to also celebrate the creation of the artwork, to thank workers for their contribution and their willingness to support and encourage me to make this piece of work. I was really met with a lot of encouragement, and that's something that I'm incredibly thankful for. That day itself, which was a few days prior to the public gallery opening, I ordered some food and had a chance to just invite and chat with workers who had stopped by in the middle of their busy dinner shift, getting meals to people across the city. Some popped in just for a few minutes to look at the artwork, and the feedback was delightful. Some folks were really happy to see this work and to feel like their story was being shared with the public. Others were just interested in the form and the creation of the work itself, with some comments being made about how they thought it was really neat to see recycled bicycle parts turned into a piece of art. There were others who had questions about why I chose to use sound or why I chose to build a table, and it was a wonderful opportunity to create some dialogue. There were some folks who were keen to just take photos with the artwork and felt like it was an opportunity to connect with something that spoke to them and represented them, you know, in their words. So that was very meaningful for me, because my intention with this artwork was for migrant workers, migrant gig workers, to feel like their story, their struggle, their ambitions are understood, and that there's a desire for their work and their lives to become easier by people outside of themselves. So that was a really, really meaningful opportunity for me, and I'm thankful I had a chance to work with them and grow close to so many workers. Thanks so much for listening to me here share a little bit more about the artwork. I encourage you to take a look at the MayWorks website to see a lot of the other artwork that came out as a result of this residency, and that has taken part in the Labor Arts Catalyst program in years past as well. I'm thankful to the team at MayWorks for their support along the way, thankful to Gig Workers United for their support, and to Whippersnapper Gallery for so graciously offering to have my artwork exhibited there